time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Urgent, urgent, emergency.
You are crazy, Colby. That's right. Well, that's a very common mistake, Colby, because if you say urgencias, so like the series, remember?
Uh-huh.
It's ER in English, emergency room.
Yeah, so tener que ir a urgencias is go to the emergency room.
Exactly. No diríais go to the urgency room. All right.
I'm having an urgency.
No, eso no se dice. Diríamos, this is an emergency or I'm having an emergency. Colby, herida.
An injury.
So we said this is to help you talk about, well, possible emergencies you might have when traveling abroad. So cuando estás en el extranjero, posibles urgencias que pueden surgir. So yes, herida, injury.
Sandra, you know what a very, very tense, horrible question is?
What?
When you are have an injury,
yeah,
especially a cut, and you don't know whether or not you will need stitches.
Ooh, puntos. No sabes si necesitarás puntos.
You're looking at your injury and you think, do you guys think this is going to need stitches?
Maybe. Colby, sarpullido.
Rash.
A rash. Yes.
You think, you know, you might be thinking, EK, but no. A rash could ruin your trip.
Te puede arruinar el viaje. I got a rash in Mexico. And you know what it was?
What, sun rash?
Sun rash. So, como alergia al sol. That's not good in Mexico. Esguince.
A sprain. So we say you sprain your ankle, you sprain your knee.
Exactly. So te haces un esguince en el tobillo, en la rodilla. Averiarse.
To break down. Oof, if your rental car breaks down, that is a really bad feeling.
It is. It is a bad feeling. It could lead to many adventures,
so
but
tu coche alquiler.
Se avería.
Okay.
I was afraid of that in Mexico too, but it didn't happen.
You know, they say you have to be very careful because in a lot of countries, a popular scam is that someone does something to you so that you have car problems.
Oh, no. And then
they slash your tire, they pinch on the red, they put sugar in your gas tank or something, and your car breaks down. And then they come to help.
Eso es, vienen a ayudarte, quote unquote. Quedarse sin gasolina.
To run out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Or to run out of petrol in the UK.
Exactly.
So that is not unheard of.
No.
That someone siphons your gas.
Te sifonan el gas. La gasolina. Oh. Excuse me. La gasolina.
That's a medical procedure you're talking about. And then you inevitably run out of gas and they are right behind you when you run out of gas.
That's right. Colby, have you ever run out of gas?
Never.
Never.
In my life.
Me neither.
Never.
Me neither. And nowadays with new cars, it's really almost impossible to run out of gas. I had a rental car that told me you have 70 miles left. So they warn you.
Okay.
Perder el pasaporte.
To lose your passport.
It's also an inconvenience.
You know, there was a time, and I think things have improved greatly, but several years ago, the Japanese government told its citizens, they advised them to avoid Madrid and Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a statistic. I know someone working there who worked there.
Mm-hmm.
At the Japanese embassy in Madrid,
uh-huh,
they replaced, in the worst year,
uh-huh,
an average of 2 passports per day.
Dos pasaportes al día.
So people had not lost their passports. Japanese citizens had their passports stolen.
Se les había robado los pasaportes.
2 per day they had to replace.
That's incredible. Usually embassies have a special service for people whose passports have been stolen, and they can usually expedite them very quickly. Ser atracado.
To be mugged.
To be mugged.
So these Japanese citizens lost their passport because they were mugged.
Yes. I know somebody, it's terrible, but I know a person who's been mugged like 14 times. Can you imagine?
So we should be, well, I suppose if you know the word atracar in Spanish, to be mugged is under the threat of violence.
Sí, bajo amenaza de violencia. Right. So
if someone picks your pocket.
Si te roban la cartera.
But stealthily.
Sigilosamente.
We don't consider that to be mugged.
No.
To be mugged is when they threaten you with violence.
That's right. Colby, ser robado.
To be robbed.
To be robbed, exactly. So, well, robbed doesn't necessarily have to be with violence either. That could go under the...
Your hotel room could be robbed.
Exactly. Fraude o timo.
A fraud or colloquially a rip-off.
Eso es un timo.
Like Colby, three-card Molly.
Eso es el juego ese de las cartas que las van moviendo. Three-card Molly, that's called.
Molly or Monty, depending on where you're from.
You've told me about a lot of different frauds that people suffer when they're traveling.
Oh, there are a lot. You know one
Very
that is
creative.
A fraud, but that is not really that bad because you don't lose very much money, is that little dancing Bart Simpson or that little dancing Mickey Mouse.
Yeah?
It's a little figure.
Uh-huh.
And there's a radio playing.
Yeah.
And it bounces con el ritmo de la música.
Uh-huh.
That's a scam.
Why?
Because they don't really do that.
Okay.
The person doing it has a fishing line attached to it and is moving them.
Mm.
They're just little, they have springs, tienen como muelles de pierna, and you've never seen these?
No.
And someone has a little radio and the little figure dancing, entre comillas.
Well, but it's entertainment, at least.
No, but you buy it.
Ah, you buy it.
Yeah, and then they have a stack of them, and you buy them to take home for your kids
and
your cousins, and they don't work.
Ah, no. Okay. Destrozar.
To vandalize.
Mm-hmm.
So with an S in the UK, with a Z, una theta in the US. But. Destrozar.
Yeah, okay. Esto es de vandalismo.
Sí.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. It's not from an explosion or something.
That's right. Colby, it's very often that we see words that end in S-E in the UK and Z-E in the US.
Yeah.
And I want to take advantage of this moment to point out
right.
The pronunciation of la letra Zeta, okay? I do so many level tests where people spell their names out and they just say Zeta.
Yes.
But that's not a letter in English. We say Z in the U.S. and Z in the U.K.
Yeah.
All right?
I think that is the one letter that no one knows how to say in English.
Very few people.
I've had people very fluently
mm-hmm.
spell their name until they get to, you know, P-E-R-E, Zeta Perez.
That's right. Now, this is also a false friend, Colby. So in English, it's different. Intoxicación por alimentos. O sea, comes unas patatas alioli con mayonesa casera.
Really?
And you get...
Food poisoning.
Okay,
so it's... envenenamiento. I think I have too many letters there.
That was okay.
De alimenticia.
Exactly. So, por comida. Now,
To be intoxicated in English is?
Estar borracho.
Uh-huh. And to get food poisoning is?
Intoxicarse. Exactly.
So yes, that actually happened to me. I got food poisoning in the Albaicin from Patatas Alioli.
What month?
July.
Nah, that's a bad idea. Estar perdido.
To be lost. Horrible feeling.
Very bad feeling.
When you're lost in a foreign city.
I don't think I've ever been horribly lost in a foreign city.
I was lost in Lisbon.
Really?
And with a train to catch.
Ooh, that's scary. Ser mordido.
To be bitten.
So
many things can bite you and ruin a trip, including bed bugs.
Ooh,
in
chinches.
Many European cities, Sandra, Rome. Yeah. Athens. Bed bugs are back.
Well, I've heard in New York even bed bugs are back.
A bad case of bed bugs will absolutely ruin your trip.
Yeah.
Se acabó.
Yeah, it's true. But any bite, really, it could be a dog bite, any type of animal bite. Una serpiente, Colby.
Look out for snakes.
That's right. Cuidado con las serpientes.
So a snake.
Colby.
Now, yeah.
There are snakes in Spain.
Tell the story, Sandra. Why is this on the list?
Well, I went to take a teenager to the medical center in La Alberca. And there was nothing serious, but the doctor told us that a person had just left who had been bitten by a snake. So se acaba de ir una persona que había sufrido un mordisco, bueno, una mordedura de serpiente.
But a víbora, it was
una
a víbora,
viper. A viper, so it was poisonous. All right, una enfermedad.
A disease.
Disease.
That will ruin a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Dengue.
Yeah, that's never fun. Contaminado por productos químicos normalmente.
So, contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Contaminated water.
Yeah, that could be for chemical products or sewage.
Aha, uh-huh. That's right. Las cloacas.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. That's right. Y contaminado, pero por humo o aguas residuales también.
Polluted.
Mm-hmm. Podrido.
Spoiled or rotten.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat rotten food or drink spoiled milk,
you can get sick.
You can get sick.
Ser cobrado de más.
The national sport of Italy, to be overcharged.
I know.
It's a hobby in Italy.
I know for a fact that it doesn't only happen in Italy.
No.
That's right.
But in Italy, it's kind of like a game. It's like chess. It's como ajedrez.
Para ellos, yeah. That's right. El Pepsi Cola.
Yeah. I didn't drink a Pepsi Cola. No, Pepsi Cola.
That's right. All right. Sangrar.
To bleed.
That's right. You could have a nosebleed. Te podría sangrar la nariz.
Or a cut that won't stop bleeding.
And you need stitches. Romperse un hueso.
To break a bone.
Ouch. Colby, knock on wood, I've never broken a bone. I think. Romperse un músculo.
Now, you know what? I'd rather break a bone than tear a muscle.
Ouch. All right, perder el equipaje.
To lose your luggage. Now, the most likely scenario is that you don't lose your own luggage.
No.
That the airline loses your luggage.
That's right. Colby, I've known people who have been on a 2-week trip to Spain.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm not going to mention any airlines.
Yeah.
And they got their luggage back on the last day of their trip.
El último día.
El último día de su viaje. Dos semanas. 2 weeks later, they got their luggage. And you know what? They don't compensate you very well for your lost luggage. No te compensan muy bien. Tragarse la tarjeta de crédito. O sea, un cajero automático, no tú. me traga la tarjeta.
Entras en el banco y dije, oye, que he tragado mi tarjeta. Okay, so the machine, the ATM machine, keeps or eats your credit card.
That happened to me once.
Happened to me as well.
But I wasn't on vacation, exactly. Fuera de servicio.
Out of order. So you get somewhere, like the train station, and it's... The ticket window is closed, and you think, I'll get my ticket from the machine. And the machine says, out of order.
So what do you do?
Well, we'll be right back.